Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. You've chosen us to hang out with you to get you through your work week, which we appreciate. And we're glad to be here kicking it with you. Today, I don't actually have an episode written because this is kind of hot off the presses. We're just going to roll with the information that I found. And we're going to go with it. So if it's a little off kilter, this is why. But there's a new 4chan whistleblower that has dropped some information. And we're going to talk about it. If you're new here, you don't want to hear all this front end business. You can, fast forward to like 6 minutes. And that's when we usually get into the show. But if you're an OG or just like listening to me and Kyle chit chat for a little bit, hang out. It's cool. That being said, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and hang out with us. Be part of the community. Join the cult. It's a cool cult. Everybody has a good time, I think. Come and kick it. If you've got a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future episode of our Thursday Listener Encounter Show, Kyle's got some info that you're going to want.
I do. It's easy. It's always in the show notes all day, every day. But to make it simple, hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Write your story out. Shoot it over to the email. We file it in our patented system. Then you get your own show. What more could you ask for?
Nothing, really.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's going to be the pinnacle. That's. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. Ever.
I can't attest. As someone who has talked about his personal encounters on said show, that was it. It's been all downhill from there. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. You can pop on over to Patreon for $7 a month. You can get all kinds of goodies. Extra shows. There's over 50 over there now. Early release of our regular shows here, ad-free shows. There's Casket Breath Jams, the AI metal country fusion band.
Yes.
That we have created. You can get coupons and like early access to merch drops and stuff, all kinds of things over there. Speaking of merch, hollowskypodcast.com. You can go check that out. We have all kinds of merch in our store there. We got shirts, hats, beanies, stickers. You know, all the goodies. We're rolling through some of the back stock. We got them on sale. The shirt's on sale over there now. Once we get them cleared out, we're going to get some new designs in there. So for you Hollow merch collectors, they're keep an eye out this summer because we're probably going to be dropping some new stuff. Best thing you can do is share the show word of mouth. Anybody that listens to podcasts, anybody that likes creepy stuff, throw our name in the hat. If you've got other paranormal podcasts that you would like us to try and collab with, if we can get our schedules linked up, send them our name. Tell them to get at us and we'll figure something out. Also, you can go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And if I find it, I'll gladly shout you out. This week's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend A. Hetet. If I pronounce that wrong, I apologize. It's H-T-E-T.
Hetet. Oh, you got it.
Yeah, solid. A says, let's get weird. 5 stars. My weird way of learning English. I also don't know English. My weird way of learning English is listening to true crime and paranormal podcasts. I'm so thankful that I came across you guys. Vietnam War Demons was my first episode. Fell in love ever since. You guys are solid, natural, and legit. Stay safe and stay weird. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, metal sign emoji, metal sign emoji, metal sign emoji, number one gold medal emoji, number one gold medal emoji, number one gold medal emoji, and then salute emoji, salute emoji, salute emoji.
Got the trifecta going on.
Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate you so much for taking the time to leave us a 5-star rating and review. If you got jumped in at Vietnam War Demons, you are fresh to the Hollow Cult.
Yeah.
You're a new honorary member.
Also, I hate to talk shit, but We are the last people you should be trying to learn English from.
Yeah, our vernacular is not up to date.
Not at all.
We say a lot of words
that don't exist.
Aren't real.
Yeah. Steve's going to have to start saying skibbity riz.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't care.
Solid. But regardless, we appreciate you and we're glad to have you.
We are.
And you know what? If you're learning stuff from us, then you know what? I'm here for it. But and you know what? We'll take full responsibility. If something goes sideways because you heard us say something, just send them to us.
True. So I guess basically what just happened is we just turned into English teachers.
We always have been. That was the worst subject I ever had in school.
Likewise.
The worst.
I liked half a year of honors English because it was Greek mythology, and then I dropped out.
Yeah.
With an A in the class, mind you, and I still dropped out. I said, fuck this.
That's what I did.
Too much work.
That's what I did in advanced chemistry.
For you.
Just walked out.
What do you need chemistry for?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Said, nah, I'm good, Mr. Church. See you later.
You're no Dexter.
See you, dork. And they're teaching chemistry. What a loser. All right, let's get in. Speaking of chemistry, let's get into some UFOs.
All right.
Solid lead in, right?
It was solid, and you can't ever go wrong with UFOs.
No. Okay, so if you remember, hey, Holocult, we're back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. When it comes to your health, please, please leave it to a professional. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed has just been filled with different health trends, like red light therapy can solve every skin problem, and you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing in the morning, or coconut oil this, elderberry that. Well, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, who are located close by, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment, thankfully. I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and kind of messed around with it a little bit, kind of booked mock appointments, and it is super easy. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need. Find doctors in your area, doctors that take your insurance, doctors that can get you in within 48 hours. It's excellent. Excellent. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Holo1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/Holo1. Hey, Holocult. If you're someone who likes your nicotine discreet, fast, and with enough flavor options to rival a candy aisle, listen up. Do we have some news for you? We're partnering with Free Pouches, and they just might be the most convenient upgrade your daily routine didn't know it needed. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine, without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. Free gives you a wide variety of options, from everything like strength range, offering pouches in 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15 milligrams, also in 6 distinct flavors, mint, wintergreen, lush, sweet, original, and new watermelon. Pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around, no guessing. You might like a little suspense in your podcast, but you don't have to have them in your pouches. Just so you don't sleep on the best value pouches in the market, our listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with the promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch, freepouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on. we've done a couple 4chan whistleblower episodes. One of them was with the Epstein stuff, and then we had the we did an episode on the original 4chan whistleblower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he came out and had talked about there being massive mobile bases underneath the ocean, specifically like around the Bermuda Triangle.
Which, in hindsight, people did kind of come out later on and corroborate that story.
Especially, yeah, especially with the congressional disclosure hearings.
Yeah.
Kind of pointed in that direction, which, I mean, 4chan's a lot of bullshit, but sometimes stuff sneaks through the cracks that you got to kind of like take with a grain of salt, maybe. Like, yeah. there might be some truth to this.
I was going to say, it all can't be lies.
No.
Especially whenever what's crazy is that you'll read ones like that and you think it's a lie only for later on to be like, oh, shit.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that guy on 4chan wasn't so cray-cray.
Yeah. So this kind of, not necessarily piggybacks off of that, but it kind of correlates with it a little bit. He talks about it in here. And to catch people's attention, he kind of linked, he added like a photo to his original post of that original post with the first whistleblower talking about the underwater UFOs. So those of you that don't know 4chan, it's about as anonymous as you can be on the internet, like on the surface internet. It's just a forum where everybody is assigned an anonymous like user number, which on the surface in theory can't be linked back to you. And it's really hard to follow, right? So somebody will post something and then someone will like add a comment, and then to reply to that comment, the only thing you have to follow is like the unique numbers. So it's a pain in the ass to try to take something from 4chan and put it into like a chronological legible text, right? So as I was looking around, I did find somebody that put in a little bit of work. I don't know the name of the person who did it, but it is on a website, rentry.org. So whoever this was definitely put the work in. And this has just happened within like the week. So this was released on May 1st. So I'm assuming it's not more than 7 days old. But the title of it is Whistleblower Reveals a Nordic Carrier Silently Vaporized a Top Secret United States Navy Sub and Shut Down a Nuclear Attack Sub, Terrifying the U.S. Navy into Submission.
That's awesome.
I'm like, how you feel about that, Kyle?
It's awesome. I'm here for the absolute asinine all day, every day. It is reminiscent, though, whenever you say that it shut a couple things. It shut down the nuclear sub, which is not the first time that UFOs interacted with nuclear objects, facilities. Also, how did it scare them into submission? I'm curious.
I don't know, unless...
Because a submission would mean that they were probably having some type of disagreement and aliens go, yeah, watch this.
I was thinking that, or else like maybe the Navy was conducting some stuff like around the area.
Oh, about, yeah.
This was just them being like, hey, not here, fellas.
Back the fuck off.
Yeah, take a step. So what I'm going to try to do here is they've got it laid out pretty well to where he posted his original post and then he had people ask questions and he responded to the questions. So it's laid out pretty well. If it kind of gets off track, I apologize. I read through it and it's, for the most part, it's pretty well laid out. So I'm going to start with the original post to 4chan that hit at some point 4/29/25. So it's right around 10 days old. So this is the original. They say, I'm taking a big risk by posting this, and honestly, I'm already uneasy about putting any of this out there. I was part of a fast attack crew stationed in the Atlantic in the early 2000s. I won't say which boat. That's one thing I will not reveal. If you do a little digging, fast attack deployments, sonar anomalies that get, quote, lost in paperwork, you'll figure it out. It's not that well hidden if you know where to look. What we made contact with wasn't a whale. It wasn't a known submarine and wasn't something you can explain away. It moved in ways that shouldn't be physically possible, and it responded to us. After the event, teams we didn't recognize took over. Different protocols, different rules. Our official reports don't match what actually happened that day. There's something under the ocean, something constructed, something we aren't supposed to know about. And no, before you ask, the clowns like Elizondo are not telling you the truth. You really think an active government agent gets to go on cable news and, quote, spill secrets with a wink and a smile? Meanwhile, the only place someone like me can speak anonymously is on a dying 4chan thread. Just think about that. Most of the, quote, whistleblowers they parade around are controlled leaks, distractions meant to keep you staring at the sky while ignoring what's underneath you. The only one that's been close to the truth was the guy who posted about the underwater UAP fabrication site. He didn't know everything, but he wasn't making it up. I'll answer what I can here, but I have to be careful. If you ask the right questions, I'll give you what I'm allowed to say without crossing certain lines. I'm only responding to replies that start with the boat's initials. If you can't connect the dots, you're not ready to hear the rest anyway. So it's pretty ominous.
It is, and it is kind of reminiscent of a military person. Someone serious. Yeah. Like making that, like, it's kind of a bold statement saying, if you can't even get the initials of the boat, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't belong here. Go away.
Yeah.
Which means he wants
people that are already kind of in the shit.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, I, to a degree, I respect it. And then to another, like, I don't, like, what's your purpose then? You know what I mean? Like, what, if you're not just blowing the whistle, then what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, you're dangling. Like, do you want this knowledge to get out to the public, or do you just want this knowledge to get out to people that are already kind of privy to the knowledge?
Right. You know? Or is he trying to get people to look into these accounts to reveal more things? You know, there, that's a possibility. I also do believe wholeheartedly, and I know that we get excited, because we all get excited when there is kind of a official government leaks about the UFOs and such. It's exciting, but I do, like, you and me have always said that they're not saying anything that they're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not, whoopsies, I let that slide. No, you're letting out what they say you can let out.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. So from here, after the initial post, people started asking questions, because that's kind of like what he asked for. So we're going to do a series of question and answer kind of back and forth. So the first question, the person who put this together has this in a section called replies, but just the good ones. So the first question that was featured was, is this the USO Tom DeLong talked about being pinned in the Atlantic coast for a while? Is this related to James Cameron's The Abyss? I submitted almost 10 different FOIA requests looking for information on this very subject. I got shut down each time. I was looking for information on the USS Scorpion that allegedly engaged this very same entity in the 1960s near Cuba. A nuke was dropped there too. There were actually 6 different attack subs lost that year. I think various nations were trying to either eliminate it, or there was a pissing contest of some sort that did not go well. So that was the first post from a different person. First thing I wanted to look into is, I've never actually seen The Abyss by James Cameron.
I don't think I have either.
So I looked it up, and I'm just going to give you some of that in context. The Abyss is a 1989 American science fiction film written and directed by James Cameron. When an American submarine sinks in the Caribbean, a U.S. search and recovery team works with an oil platform crew racing against Soviet vessels to recover the boat. Deep in the ocean, they encounter something unexplained. Here's the plot. In January 1994, the USS Ohio class submarine USS Montana has an encounter with an unidentified submerged object and sinks near the Cayman Trough. With Soviet ships moving in to try to salvage the sub and a hurricane moving over the area, the U.S. government sends a SEAL team, Deep Core, a privately owned experimental underwater drilling platform near the Cayman Trough, to use it as a base of operations. The platform's designer insists on going along with the SEAL team, even though her estranged husband is the current foreman. So you got a little drama there. Anyway, as they're looking for this, they find essentially a UFO at the bottom of the ocean. So the crew waits out the storm so they can restore communications and be rescued. As they struggle against the cold, they find that, quote, NTIs, which I thought was interesting. So during the initial investigation of the Montana, a power cut in the team's submersibles leads Lindsay to seeing a strange light circling the sub, which she later calls non-terrestrial intelligence, or NTIs. Which is crazy, because what are they calling UFOs now?
NHI.
Non-human intelligences.
Yeah.
So it's almost like soft disclosure from 30 years ago. Anyway, long story short, this thing under the water that sunk the sub is a giant UFO. So that's why old person on 4chan here was kind of linking it together. So in response to that first question about Tom DeLonge and the Abyss, the original poster says, "I wasn't planning on replying unless someone showed that they were close. You're at least asking the right types of questions, so I'll make an exception." So this doesn't have to do with the USS Scorpion. First off, no, this isn't the USO Tom DeLonge talks about. He's been fed watered down pre-approved scraps enough to keep him chasing without ever getting close. The Abyss is loosely inspired by real rumors, but what we dealt with was nothing like Cameron's glowing deep sea aliens. It was cold, mechanical, and purposeful. The USS Scorpion incident you're referencing, different situation entirely. It had to do with Cold War encounters, maybe a different unknown, maybe a human mistake, but it is not the same contact we had. I'll give you credit. You're right that multiple nations have had underwater encounters. You're also right that it caused some major escalations that got buried in the noise. The difference is that what we tracked wasn't a one-off. It matched exactly what the 4chan underwater fabrication link hinted at. A system deploying customized craft, not organic beings, not accidents. Good instincts. You need to separate the events if you want to really see the pattern. And then OP posted, "I will return tomorrow. I'm tired. Nobody has come close yet, and honestly, that's probably a good thing. I would hate to spread real information amongst morons. Excluding the one guy who was close, you know who you are. If you are serious, use the time to actually connect the dots instead of parroting around what TV and pop UFO grifters feed you. The info is not classified and available if you know where to look instead of listening to the grandiose claims from idiots." So he kind of shuts down the Tom DeLonge thing, where he doesn't disclose it, but he says it's not the same. And he kind of corroborates the original 4chan leaker again. So he comes back the next day and he says, "I appreciate everyone's efforts. The reasoning is in the post. I'm not here to waste time with anyone who cannot discern real from fake. That being said, I do recognize effort when I see it. If you're using AI to dig, I recommend simplifying your queries. Anything involving MH370 is laughable because people were asking, like, does this have to do with MH370? He says, "Anything involving MH370 is laughable. That was an aircraft. I stated clearly that I work on a sub. If you're bringing up aircraft when the context is sonar and submerged contact, you're already disqualifying yourself from the conversation. It's these types of engagements that gave me the idea of how to filter out the noise. Who is guessing for attention and who is actually paying attention? And yes, I'm well aware that once one person figures it out, everyone else will repeat it. I'm counting on that. Because if enough people are saying the same name of the same sub, the right people will start paying attention. Call it raising awareness in the only way I still can. Just know that I'm paying attention to this thread. And yes, I'm very aware that once one person finds it, everyone will copy. But if everyone's saying the same name, I tend to think that the right people, again, will have their eyes on the situation. So one of the first posts after he came back the next day, the person said, USSH. Is it the USS Hampton? I was looking shit up and a weird incident report attached to it which is corroborated by a GY named Bob McGuire. I looked up what a GY was in the Navy, and it stands for like a gunnery sergeant. So like that's probably a pretty important person on a boat.
Yeah. And by what he's been saying, something in particular caught my attention about his motive. It makes it sound like he's not releasing this information for the Gen Pop. He's releasing this information to grab somebody's attention.
Yeah.
There's a specific someone out there, or someone's, who he wants to look into this. And that's what all of this is banking on.
I thought the same thing. Like he wants the information to get out. He wants the right people to have the right information, probably to either process it and put it out or just put it out.
Yeah, I think he has somebody in specific in mind, but he can't directly get a hold of them.
Yeah.
So he's making this shotgun blast, this wave real fast to try to catch their attention so they start digging and then they put it out.
Yeah. So this first commenter says it's corroborated by a GY named Bob McGuire. He's a scientist. The report is heavily redacted. The mission had to be classified because I can't find any pics, videos, sonar, or radar anywhere. And I'm great at finding things on the internet. There's also conflicting reports about how many subs went out that day. Some say just the USS Hampton. And some say there was another sub also. If I'm right, I have two questions. Was the USS Hampton the only sub that was out there that day? And two, was there clear footage grabbed? That would explain the heavy redaction in the classification, even with an incident report. Bonus question, how did it start? The OP says, you are the first to actually find it. So he is confirming this is in regards to the USS Hampton. Congratulations. I will answer what I can within limits. Was the USS Hampton the only sub out there that day? No. There were three platforms initially tasked. Two on the public record if you dig hard enough. The third is not, and you will not find it listed anywhere official. The third vessel disappeared without warning. No emergency signals, no acoustic collapse signature. It was simply gone. What made the situation even worse was that the instruments showed immediately afterward. The sonar returns were so extreme that most of the crew believed at first that the systems were malfunctioning. The mass detected was beyond anything expected. The disappearance of the third vessel, combined with the sheer size of what was showing on sonar, created total confusion for a brief time window. That confusion was why the reports are conflicting and why the operation went silent so quickly. Was there clear footage grabbed? Yes. Multiple internal angles, passive acoustic recordings, kinematic patterns impossible to match with any known propulsion technology, no friendly identification codes, no logical explanations. The material is clear enough that anyone familiar with undersea tracking would know immediately that they were witnessing was something outside of human capability. Your bonus question, how did it start? It started the moment command realized that the third vessel was no longer present on instruments or communications. Passive sonar then picked up a massive disturbance. Something was moving deep and moving intelligently. We adjusted our tracking and the object immediately reacted to us. It knew we were there. It shifted speed and depth faster than anything we have ever classified. It never broke aggressive, but it made it very clear that it was aware of our attempts to follow it. After that moment, everything went up the chain and out of our hands. Thank you for being fact-oriented and not a moron. So that's pretty wild that it just essentially disappeared a sub completely.
Yeah. Without any, like legitimately disappeared too. Not, you know, like 1 second it's there, the next it's gone with no signatures, no nothing. It's just gone. Like it never existed.
Yeah. And like the technology to just disappear something without any aggressive forward movements. Not even they didn't even know what happened until that sub was gone off of sonar and radar. It was gone. And they're like, oh, that's not right.
I wonder how the military in those situations explain a death.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's going to be a whole crew that's MIA. How do you walk that one around? I mean, they could dissect it and create deaths over the course of time. You know what I mean? Like, oh, so-and-so passed away on a training exercise on this day. Because I know that when people get sent out on submarines, my wife knows somebody who this happens to. When they're out there, they have zero communication with home. Like, they'll be silent for months before they're allowed to communicate again.
Yeah. And the fact that that third sub doesn't have, it's not on any record, makes me wonder if, like, maybe with something like super, super top secret going on, and like maybe some of those people like don't have any connections. Maybe that's just their whole life. Like they're there to do like some underground stuff.
It could be.
But I do think there's probably a lot of protocols that they're going to go through and be like, oh, hey, you know, this person died in this training.
Yeah. That's what I think they'll do, is they'll separate the deaths over the course of time.
Yeah, I do too.
Because they could even go as far as to write emails to loved ones and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be that hard to have a facade for a little while.
Yeah.
Or even just, hey, I got, an email to your wife. I got put out on a mission again. It's top secret. It's classified. This is really exciting. You know, I'll contact you when I can. And then next thing she finds out that homie's not around no more.
Which, yeah. Makes you wonder how often that like happens.
Exactly. That's kind of what why I was asking that question, because those little nuggets are interesting.
Yeah.
But it would be, imagine how terrifying that would be to be the other guys in the subs.
Like watching it, and like the fact that the third one just disappears, and then like you're watching all of your higher echelon upper command cover it up. You know you're in the shit.
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking through this a little bit, and they've kind of just blocked out some of the questions and just give his responses, which kind of sucks. Also, I'm trying to like look through it here. I found some of them. Okay, this person says, he said, Abyss guy got to it before me. It's almost strange that the severity of what you're spilling seems kind of typical. Okay, first, thank you for sharing what you said you would. I'm sorry I didn't get the answer, but hopefully I was part of helping mobilize capable minds. How can I at least attempt to get my hands on one of these images confirming what you and others have said is down there? It must have been recorded. Can you sketch it? Radar seems pretty simple. The third platform that disappeared is exactly what I've been chasing. I've been after this thing for months and months. I can see the differences between tones and the accounts. Is it controlled? The other dude just knew about it and you were there. Did you feel inspired? Also, I was talking about aircraft trying to do anything to relate. Sorry, is there a way to get eyes of the US USP task force on this without any type of seriousness? Is this related to the incoming 2027 object? Can you elaborate on what the sonar looked like that made you all kind of gasp? So he replied to this and said, You're right to call it typical. That is because it is. The playbook never changes. Redact, confuse, and bury the truth in the noise. We all just saw another UAP-related FOIA request denied with no explanation. They can say footage doesn't exist, even when internal logs confirm otherwise. No responsive documents. That's just how FOIA works. You're not getting an image, but sonar, maybe, if you ask the right way. Try requesting radar or sonar malfunctions from the Atlantic Fast Attack platforms between 2001 and 2005. Frame it as equipment behavior. The data was recorded every ping. Everyone who was there saw it, but it's the third missing boat that keeps people quiet. It was in position when the object moved, almost like it got too close. Air anomalies are not my area. I stay in my lane. Task force or PR fronts. They talk around the real event, the most documented underwater contact on record, and they completely ignore it. Bob McGuire has spoken on it, yes, but his lab was isolated. He was not at the station when it happened. He got what they gave him, not the raw feed. As for what we saw, imagine sitting beside a mountain, and then the mountain moves. Not swiftly, but with intent. Just before that, the ocean went silent. No current, no displacement, no hum, just pressure and stillness. The kind of silence that warns you. When it appeared, the sonar picked it up. Solid mass, structured return, but wrong. No propulsion, no wake, just movement. The way it moved, not like it was trying to get away, but like it was aware we were watching it. We did not detect it. It let us see it.
That's terrifying.
That gave me goosebumps.
It's crazy that, because like I'm listening to you and the visual in my brain is terrifying, because I guess what makes it the scariest, in my opinion, is that he describes it the size of a mountain. So I visualize a mountain under the ocean. And the fact that they're cruising along and they're not pinging shit until this thing decides to finally move. That's when it fucking pops off. Outside of that, it can sit there right in front of our faces and we have no fucking idea at all.
Isn't that just like terrifying?
Yeah.
That, like, when he said it let us see it.
And you know what's fucking crazy? Absolutely crazy now that I think about it. So just earlier today, I'm in my garage, right? And a hornet flies in my garage. So I put an end to the hornet. No more. Right? And then I have this thought enter my head. And I swear to God, this happened probably 3 hours ago, max. I have this thought in my head. I'm like, how crazy is it to think that in some scenario, we could be the hornet? Going off on your daily routine, and just because you entered something else's domain, it just goes plat without hesitation, without malice, without anything. It just happens because you entered that space that you had no fucking clue you shouldn't be entering. And then this unperceivable force takes you out. I'm like, that is such a crazy thought.
It sucks.
And it's almost, ironically enough, kind of how it plays out so far in this story, that these subs were just kind of going all doing their thing. This mountain of a thing is undetectable because it's there. We just can't detect it. And then it decides to squash the hornet.
Yeah. Just for getting too close.
Yeah. Just like the hornet in the garage earlier.
Yeah, because I mean, essentially, it could almost be the same thing, because the hornet may not have even noticed that you were a threat. Could have just thought you were like a non-sentient being just hanging out there, just like another tree, and just wham, done. Whew. Another poster said, "Is this related?" And then they sent a link to a blog about a former U.S. Navy admiral that has decided to lead search for underwater aliens and USOs, starting last year about this time. And he also sends a link to a YouTube video about people remote viewing the drones that were in New Jersey. So our poster replied to this, because essentially in the U.S. Navy Admiral's blog, he tells a story or recounts an encounter of someone hearing like a Navy sub guys hearing tapping on the hull, like at depths below the ocean that they shouldn't hear, you know.
Absolutely not.
Sucks.
Absolutely not.
Not a fan.
No.
So he says, yeah, I've heard that one. The idea that tapping the hull would show that there's life inside so the thing wouldn't destroy us. So maybe they were tapping inside the hull out so this thing wouldn't kill them. That's fucked up. Anyway, these are the thoughts of people that I'm trying to ignore. Imagine everything I've described. Trench silence. A mass that moves like it owns the water around it. And someone thinks, now it's time to touch the hull and say hi. Just think about that. Nobody touched the hull. This thing didn't need a knock to know that we were there. It already knew, and it did not care. He responds and says, I've been painfully consistent about staying grounded in facts. Sonar, logged events, firsthand accounts. I've told people to read, to verify, and to follow the data. And your reply is a link talking about USOs off the coast of California. Let me ask you a real tough one. Is California near the Atlantic Ocean? This guy's kind of a dick.
A little bit.
Then you follow up with a YouTube video of a guy drawing doodles underneath the title of remote viewing, which might be the most unintentionally hilarious thing I've seen today. That stuff belongs in a psychic hotline commercial, not in a convention or not in a conversation about military incidents involving the loss of submarines. This right here, this scattershot, coast swapped, new age flavored homework is exactly why disinformation works for everyone. Flood the topic with enough garbage and people stop being able to tell the signal from the static. If you want to chase flashing lights in the sky, be my guest. I'm going to keep talking about what's under the water and where it actually happened. So he seems pretty pretty consistent. Like this happened. This is what we're going with.
Yeah, but I almost feel like overall, he's a non-believer.
Yeah, almost like he's trying to like process what happened.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like he's so far out of his element that he just doesn't know what he's dealing with.
Yeah, and then not to mention, to be fair, how the fuck do we know this isn't a smokescreen for something else?
Yeah.
Like he goes on and talking shit about,
hey, Holocult, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, Not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Holocult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Chasing lights in the sky and all this dog shit and remote viewing being doodles and blah, 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 blah. You've even said several times, like, bury the truth in the static. How do we know that's not what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think that he is, but play devil's advocate, you know, you can't, I don't know. I feel like his approach is kind of wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is very crass.
Yeah, yeah. And a little, like, I can understand being crass to completely ignorant questions, but even in, like, I was thinking about it, that he took shots at the MH370 question. However, arguably, not that it is, but to our knowledge, could be the same fucking tech.
Yeah.
The plane just straight up disappeared, just like the sub did, asshole.
I also kind of think that he's trying to eliminate that kind of stuff because he wants the people that know about the specific sub incident.
Right.
You know, he could have went about it a way better way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and I think it also has to do with posting on 4chan. Like, 4chan is just like
full assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because with every question, like with every post of somebody asking like a legitimate question, there's like 10 where they're like, you're a liar, you're stupid, you're grifting. So I feel I kind of understand a little bit his like,
yeah, that's true.
Being done with 4chan.
I didn't think about that. But that could very well be the case that he's tired of dealing with absolute morons.
Because he also said, like, this is one of the only places on the surface internet where I can be anonymous.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So he's like dealing with the devil he knows, I guess.
Yeah, that does that makes a lot more sense now that I think about it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pick through this, everyone bear with me. So the next question that caught his attention was, would you be willing to share numbers or would they be speculation? 15,000 foot object drops 4,000 foot depth in 1 second. What is so physic defying about the movement if it still exists? Moving with intent, like pump faking you, or maybe just staying inside surveillance range, which is pretty fucking far right. Do you also say it showed itself to you, not that you accidentally found it? Did it know Uncle Sam was poking around down there looking for a fight, but maybe you didn't know that? The third platform being eliminated. I'm so sorry. You must have known the sailors on there. I'm sorry, man. Truly. That USO might destroy their flesh, but their souls are untouchable, and so is yours. I'm sorry. All my love goes out to you. It seems to affect not just those you mentioned, but it's also heavy on your own response. Is there any way to bait it up into the air for a split second? Let's say even tomorrow, we unlock AGI and the singularity all in one go. Would it even be enough to properly dance with this bitch? It seems to dissuade communication of any conventional kind. Has any weird woo shit been tried to say hello from very far away? Not that I think you could know that. He said the NRO shut me down, said there isn't any existing records maintenance or otherwise regarding the USS Scorpion. So I can see them hiding sensitive shit like this. Any other nations come close to cracking the code or even getting close to this? Any chance something like Bluegill Triple Prime affects it? Or X-rays too slow in the water? Or maybe because both missile and interceptor would be the third platform just ceasing to exist. No more, no sound, no cutoff comms. That's pretty chilling. but also the reason we must keep pressing. Do you feel it has the power to single-handedly hand us our own asses, the whole world's military combined? What does it want, do you think? Is it just merely observing? So he responds.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them, like, I almost interrupted you and was like, this guy has no fucking clue what he's doing.
No, what is Bluegill Triple Prime?
I have no idea. It sounds like a lame version of Optimus Prime.
I hope it is. It's just a bass boat that turns into a fucking robot.
Best show ever.
Yeah.
Bass bots.
Operation Fishbowl.
Oh, that's not it, I don't think.
Well, that's the first thing that popped up, Operation Fishbowl.
I've heard of that.
Operation Fishbowl is nuclear tests that were originally to be completed during the first half of 1962, the three tests being named Bluegill, Starfish, and Araka.
Maybe he's referencing,
yeah.
Did we try nuking it?
Yeah, I think so. So we're going to go back to what the original poster attempted to answer, what this guy was just kind of rambling on about. He said numbers would be estimates at best. We didn't have time to break out our calculators mid-panic. All I can tell you is what the instruments told us, and what they told us didn't make sense. Imagine watching a cliff wall on sonar that you know has been there the whole patrol. Then suddenly it slides sideways, like it's checking to see if you're still looking. Not fast enough to be aggressive, just fast enough to say, I'm not hiding from you, I'm ahead of you. As for finding it or being found by it, the Hampton was on an oceanographic survey and a surveillance mission. That's public record. We were out there doing recon, standard patrol. No weapons hot, no drama. We weren't looking for trouble. But we were somewhere we probably shouldn't have been, and we weren't alone. Let's not gloss over what no one seems to talk about. We are discussing a nuclear-powered attack submarine, one of the most advanced machines humanity has ever built. And something out there flipped it off like a light switch. That's not a sensor blip. That's not a software fault. That's a message. You want to bait that into the air? Think about that. We were sitting inside one of the most advanced submarines on Earth, and it made another one vanish. No distress call, no fallback, no trace. You think scrambling jets at it is the next move? How do you think that's going to play out? That's probably why we haven't tried to engage. Not directly. It's not disrupting trade routes. It's not surfacing. It's just down there, watching, moving, and waiting. Do I know what it wants? Not even close. I was there to do a job. I wasn't briefed on any mythology. I was just collecting data. And then the data started collecting us. All I know is this. Whatever that was, trying to take it on would likely be the worst strategic idea in the history of modern warfare. And everyone who saw what I saw knows it. That is what we encountered that day.
So, a couple things. I still stand on this guy as not a believer. I think he was caught some shit. And now he's turning where he needs to turn to get answers.
Yeah.
Because now he's not talking like he's in the know about these things.
Yeah.
Almost like he got blindsided by the whole situation, right?
I think so too.
Also, something we need to do if we haven't, because I know you mentioned some dates earlier. I need you to do me a solid. Give me some rough dates. Because I'll put it this way, I'm gonna shoot my shot. Okay. I'm going to shoot my shot. So if we can get some rough dates of when this happened, I'm going to shoot my shot. And on air, that's as much as I'm going to say right now. I'll tell you off air.
Okay. If I get you, if we can
get some rough dates on when this incident occurred, because I have sub name, I can use the sub name.
We could probably find the dates from when that sub went offline.
Yeah. But either way, in the sub name is definitely a piece of information that I'm going to need. And I'm not sure that I can get answers, but I'm going to shoot my shot. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Because I know I got some connects.
That would be that would be crazy.
It's a huge, it's a massive, massive shot in the dark. But why not try? I need to remember to have a business card on hand.
That would be awesome. I'm trying to figure out how this goes back here. Okay, the next question that was taken was, we know it's not supposed to be down there. We know it's dangerous as shit. We know it's being covered up like hell. OP knows what that would mean, and I'm the only one who made the rating shift. Here's the deal, man. What I think of your premises. Not supposed to be down there. What exactly do you mean by that? And I ask in the most professionally analytic way. Suppose you were to walk up to a gunned out meathead with three of his squad with him, mean mugging your ass. You walk up and say, hey guys, you aren't supposed to be here. Now you're dead because of that. Therefore, they very fucking much are supposed to be down there by sheer force alone. Nothing more. Secondly, dangerous as shit. To whom? Military assets of any kind are to be viewed as hostiles. That's our policy. Their generosity to reciprocate our military philosophy is a positive. Covered up? No, not at all. This is just a faint signal in an ocean of pre-modernist bullshit of dumb fuck meatbags stealing from each other. Why is it their actions should be viewed in the negative whatsoever? I say they're absolutely correct in their behavior. They belong there. This is their territory and their domain. We have no claim to it. We have no right to residence in it. And our behavior in our own lands forfeit our rights to even complain about whatever operations they have going on. I know a low about it and nothing useful to anyone, nothing more than anyone else. What I do want to do is always mention it in conversation before, was to send out a wooden sailboat with zero electronics, short a sonar transducer, and say hello. The sonar nest satellites will confirm the encounter and they will have to just trust what it says during the debriefing. No electronics, no camera, no records of any time. Just an old ship with nothing else going on. He says, I'm going to go out and say hi or get vaporized. Does OP respond to this? Let me look here.
So all that right there that you just read was from a poster, not the official guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because that sounds completely ignorant.
Yeah. That's what he said there. Sorry, the whole regular kind of thing I was using as a reference kind of went off the rails there a little bit. So I'm trying to find anything else that kind of comes up as the OP. So I guess the OP kind of went off that night and didn't say anything else. So they just kind of shared some of the questions and comments that they were talking about. Could this be, in their view, the biblical Leviathan? Was one of the questions that were asked.
That's a good question. I like that.
Yeah. I find it fitting, at least. Got this info from a campfire drunk fest in Kabul embassy once. The sober view is that when these entities were seen before and the USO was closer to the surface near beaches, villages, etc., and visible from sailing ships, people started inventing conversations with it and attributing it to their local god or one of its agents, like Poseidon snakes or whatever. Anyway, moral of the story, if this is the biblical Leviathan, then maybe be polite to it and not get our hair set on fire before then. Ship disappeared. USO moved without registering any instruments and water displacement in the same fashion. Sounds like it used whatever tech the propulsion is to capture the boys. If the boat actually disappeared, it was probably taken away. Scuttlebutt at the same time used to be the same tech that was used for orange lasers or whatever they were using to tractor beam stuff up. People are just kind of going off here. So the OP comes back and says, you are correct. That is not me. I've not posted since last night. There's been no credible questions. I've just been watching the thread get misdirected like most truthful posts do. I've not posted in in a very specific way for a reason. If it does not match that tone, that structure, that focus, it is not me. Okay, so that's kind of what they were showing, the questions that were being asked and him not responding to them. So in response to the first one where you were like, that's not the OP, that guy sounded like he was dumb.
Yeah.
The OP says, you're speaking complete gibberish. This is exactly the kind of rhetoric I've been trying to steer people away from since the first post. I've stayed extremely fact-based, sonar data, vessel classification, recorded mission type, and real consequences. And now you're talking about celestial craft maintained by some kind of planetary maintenance fleet, linking it to your body temperature and CRT monitors. Really think about what you're saying. You're trying to mix Earth environmental collapse, auditory hallucinations, UAPs, and Trello board like it's all some of the same briefing. That is next level insane when you stack it next to the hard facts of a nuclear powered submarine being shut down like a toy and other platform vanishing without a trace. This is not about tribes or resistance cells. It is about what actually happened to trained professionals on a live mission. This kind of metaphysical noise is exactly how people lose the plot. You are not decoding anything. You are muddying everything. Keep your performance art somewhere else. This thread is for people who want to understand what actually happened. He goes on to say the platform that went missing was an experimental fast attack sub customized by Lockheed Martin with, quote, exotic materials. It was not built by them, but they had their hands in the systems. Stuff most of us had only seen in theory. We were told it was safe. As for how high my access went, enough to be trusted, enough to know what not to ask. I never was at the vaults of Groom Lake or at Area 51, but I was close enough to hear what floated out. It shows up everywhere but the Pacific Ocean. That much is consistent. Tracking it is not. Sometimes it shows up for minutes. Sometimes it lingers. Most nations never get close. When they do, a few might quietly converge in the area. No weapons out, just observation. That alone should tell you something. Other countries have probably lost things too. No one says it directly, but the silence between the nation when it shows up is louder than anything that they could say. You can feel the shared hands-off policy across the world. The rumor that makes the most sense is the exotic material on the missing sub may have triggered something in whatever was under the water. No impact, no distress calls, just gone. We were close, too close, and the object did not just find the sub. It may have reacted to it. We were not supposed to be there, and we were not supposed to be carrying what we had. So that's new information.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering in the beginning. I was wondering if there was something special or different about the third sub. And now it makes sense. You're using like it could have registered it as their type of material and was like, oh, wait a minute. This is different. Like maybe that was the one sub that could have actually done something to the object. And it goes, no, we're good.
Or if it was like, if this thing is just purely mechanical, like say it is what the original 4chan poster said, and it was just, you know, creating drones to send out and then bring them back in. Maybe it registered that sub as a drone and pulled it back in, you know, like
it's possible too.
Like, hey, this is familiar. Come on in.
Or it had exotic material that it needed for some of its drones and was like, hey, I could use you.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. All right, where are we at here? There's a few more. These are just statements from the OP. I'm not going to hunt down the questions because like we're getting kind of close on time. I clearly mentioned that we were not the same class platform. One was standard U.S. Navy nuclear fast attack. The other was an experimental platform customized by Lockheed with non-standard systems and materials. Side note, and I should not have to keep repeating this as I have a very specific way of responding. If it does not follow the pattern, then it is not me. The post you were talking about broke that pattern if you look closely enough. So I guess people are kind of like playing as him on 4chan, which is very 4chan thing to do, which probably is why he's so annoyed at most of this.
Yeah.
If you actually read what was written instead of stumbling with half a question, you would see that I already said it was made by the government and customized by Lockheed, not built by them. Customized. That is a very clear difference, and I made it twice already. This is exactly the kind of lazy noise that I've been trying to avoid. Scroll up and read. It's not hard. You cannot just show up and expect to be spoon-fed the answers that I've already given. If you do not do the basic work, you are not ready for the deeper parts of this. It's as simple as that. He says TD-65 is typically locked in the vertical position during a rig for dive. If you know what that means, you already understand It is not a detail that I would throw around lightly if I were not familiar with the layout. So like this kind of I have no idea what he's talking about. Right.
Yeah.
TD65 is typically locked in the vertical position during rig for dive. So it feels like he knows his submarine shit is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like I have to recant and stand corrected. I think the guy knows more than I assumed about UFOs and stuff. And I think he's just compartmentalized to his thing. Like he said in the beginning, like, I'm just kind of staying in my lane with the USOs and shit.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into the other stuff.
Yeah.
On top of that, like what they had with them was either a UFO or a USO.
Yeah, I mean, he said
Lockheed didn't build it. They modified it.
So like a reverse engineer.
Yeah, like almost like what that dude was talking about on Rogan the other day. Like maybe they got a quote unquote donation. And we tinkered with it to be able to operate it. And then we were taking it out on a fucking test run. Or we had like a reverse engineered parts of it and so on and so forth.
It could even be so much as like some sort of energy source powering the sub.
Yeah.
You know, because he said his was a nuclear attack sub.
Yeah.
But he didn't necessarily. This other one
was a fast attack prototype.
Experimental.
Yeah, experimental.
Yeah. Okay, so he says the TD-65 is typically locked in the vertical position during a rig for dive. If you know what that means, you already understand it is not a detail that I would throw around lightly if I were not familiar with the layout. Now with that out of the way, if you seriously believe that I'm talking about a standard document vessel with the layout that you just rattled off from memory or manual, then we are not having the same conversation. I clearly said it was not a listed platform. You are walking through a known configuration and asking me where the secrets are hidden in it. That is like asking where the extra room is in a house that you never built. If you cannot differentiate between a fully mapped open source fleet design and a customized classified test platform, then I cannot help you. Adding a new floor above or below, it is not possible. Not in a custom hole. Not when the entire thing is built under a different standard, with different mission parameters and different level of oversight. You are assuming the blueprint you know is the one that was followed. I can assure you it was not. I was watching something crawl across the trench wall that made an entire section of trained men forget what silence was. So unless you're ready to discuss things that are not in the manual, save me the attitude. So someone says, my hang up is this. You roll up on an entity like that with the history of behavior that we do, we deserve whatever we got. However, to attribute the behavior of that entity based on the construction of the quote platform is unwarranted. My basis is this. It does not attack merchant shipping, even the ones which we load up with ISR packages in a shipping container. The same neutrino tomography assets on the new boats are being ran by all other countries in addition to our own. Furthermore, the reactor itself is a blindingly bright neutrino source, not only within the immediate vicinity, but as a fact of tracking with the Nomad satellites and similar. This is not a good way to approach and say hello, especially when that vessel is manned by a bunch of dipshit animals from the perspective of the entity. On the basis that the entity limits its behaviors to commensurate with its surrounding implies a degree of intelligence. If we are to measure the overall tech capability of it, it knows every move we make at all times of any significant assets and saw your platform being built through its own intel collection capability, in addition to leaving port and creeping up on it. We are not in a petri dish, but the petri dish. We didn't sneak up in the eyes of the microscope metaphorically. It speaks our language fluently. It knows our history better than we do. We have no standing to argue or have a problem with anything that it does. The best we can do is approach in a dignified way, say hello, and move on. That was not the OP. This is just another poster.
Okay, gotcha.
If you've been paying attention, you would know that I'd never once said that they were killed. Not once. I said that they vanished. I said that it went missing. I said that it ceased to exist. I said there were total system loss with no distress call and no return. I said that they were gone. That is very different from saying that they were confirmed dead. You want bodies in a hole. So do we. But when a platform goes silent mid-patrol with classified materials on board in direct proximity with an unknown presence and it's never seen again, we do not need to guess what category that falls under. You want to call it MIA, that's fine, but do not pretend I said otherwise. Every word I have used has been deliberate. He responds with, you've clearly not been listening, or the OP responds again, you've clearly not been listening. I said more than once, it's mobile. It does not sit in one place waiting for your microphone and good intention. It moves, it watches, sometimes it lets you see it, most of the time it does not. But sure, go ahead and ask someone to sit right above the spot where a sub may have been vaporized, then tell them to dip a mic in the water and say hello, like they're checking in with customer service. Let me know how that goes when the sonar cuts out and the pressure changes without warning. You were talking about chatting with something that erased a platform without a sound. There is reason no one goes back. There is a reason no one tries that approach. And the last post that this guy pulled out was, I know you're not talking to me directly, and most of what you're saying reads like a mix of sarcasm and speculation, drugs, and frustration. That's fine. But I can answer a few parts based on the ongoing theory. No, the theory is not that I saw the sub as a threat, or that it saw the sub as a threat. The theory is that the object, or whatever it is, recognized part of the material on board as familiar, possibly even native to itself, and pulled them back in. That's kind of what we said. It reassimilated them, not as an attack, just as a function. The people on board were just in the way, wrong place, wrong time. You are applying intent where there may have only been process. As for saying hello, that is not my term. That is the kind of language people use when they're trying to make this thing understandable. There was no communication. There was no recognition. It did not care we were there. It just did what it was supposed to do, and a classified platform disappeared without a trace. And that's kind of the last post that this person pulled together from the 4chan thread, which kind of reiterates what we were saying. Like, maybe it's like pulling the tech back in. Like, there was no malice behind it. It was just doing what it was supposed to do. Yep. And we fucked up by having material out there that we weren't supposed to have,
right?
Essentially.
Yep. And it does. What's crazy about all this, though, and it's subtle craziness, a couple things. Like, when you think of this object, my brain instantaneously wants to go to, like, somewhere off of Antarctica. You know what I'm saying? But he clarifies that that's not the case. Not only does he say it moves around, one of the things, if it was him talking, it made it sound like it could be around shipping lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. Sir. So that's kind of crazy. On top of that, I don't know a whole lot about international waters and so on. But I can think of a couple areas where we're probably not supposed to be, as he so put. So that's routine, but we're probably not supposed to be there. It makes me think probably around nations that we kind of got beef with currently.
Yeah.
And the other oddity that I find extremely interesting, probably more so than just about anything, does not show up in the Pacific.
I was going to say the same thing. What does that, like?
Why?
That's crazy to me.
Why?
It's crazy.
Because there's only one logical explanation to that, in my opinion. Maybe two. Either there's no materials that you need in that section of the ocean, or there's something else out there.
Like a territorial dispute.
Like a territory.
Like, hey,
this is mine, that's yours.
If you look up the history, I guess I'll finish off. I'll just finish this with the conclusion that this person who kind of gathered all this information says, because it's kind of interesting. This is not the original poster. This is just the person from rentry.org It's their conclusion as to what they think this might be. They say this is probably about the Nordic drone carrier that makes the interceptor orbs, or aka Foo Fighters. It defends itself when approached. Its drones shoot down intruding UFOs, which are often trying to abduct humans. The orbs earn the name Foo Fighters from their attempt to distract Allied bombers attacking civilians in World War II. Such interface with human warfare and weapons of mass destruction is one way that malevolent aliens protest human barbarism. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to read this because I feel like this goes against what the OP was trying to originally do, because this guy's just assuming stuff based on basically nothing.
I was going to say, how the fuck do you know it's benevolent?
Yeah. Disregard all that, because I feel like this goes against what the original poster was trying to get out there. So forget it. I'm looking up information on the USS Hampton. Interestingly enough, in 2004, it did missions to the North Pole, which is interesting. Which I guess isn't Antarctica? No, Antarctica's south, right?
Yeah, south.
It can't be that old, because on September 17, 2007, the Hampton's home port was changed from Naval Station Norfolk to Naval Base Point Loma in San Diego. So it got changed from the Atlantic Fleet to the Pacific Fleet, which is interesting.
I wonder if that was after its incident.
I mean, I'm going to guess so, since it happened in the Atlantic Ocean.
Google, ask how many nuclear powered subs does the United States have?
Let's look here.
At least to our knowledge. I wouldn't imagine it's a shitload.
Let's look. 66.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
This includes 53 fast attack submarines, 14 ballistic missile submarines, and 4 guided missile submarines, according to AI.
Okay. That's a lot more than I would have anticipated.
So the Hampton he was talking about is, I'm assuming the Hampton was the boat he was on, because the other boat is not classified. So this is not the one that got disappeared.
Right.
So that's interesting. And on November 2024, under the command of Commander Grant Wainier, Hampton arrived at the Portsmouth Naval Yard for system upgrades and scheduled maintenance work. So it was still in use as of November 2024. There is something here on the Wikipedia that says falsified records incident. In October 2007, 6 Navy personnel were disciplined after they neither maintained inspection records nor conducted the required inspection of chemical levels associated with the cooling system of the nuclear propulsion plant of the Hampton. Shortly after, the ship's commanding officer, Commander Michael B. Portland, was relieved of his command due to a loss of confidence in his leadership. At the time, he was not charged with any offense. In March 2008, the U.S. Navy revealed that a total of 11 officers and enlisted men had been disciplined in connection with the fraudulent documentation and for cheating on qualification tests. In addition to the captain, the submarine's engineering officer, and the engineering department master chief petty officer, the entire reactor laboratory division were dismissed from naval nuclear plant duty and submarine services. No damages were discovered in the reactor core, and the submarine returned to operational status. So essentially, that happened directly. That ship got moved to the Pacific Fleet in September 2007. And in October 2007 to March, they got rid of all these guys that were on the ship in the Atlantic.
Sounds like sus. Pretty solid coincidence there.
That's fucking sus. They're like, sorry, boys, look at this. You just happened to mess up your documentation.
Yeah.
Guess what? Nobody's going to believe you now.
I feel like this could be a massive no-no, is to want to botch system checks on a nuclear fucking powered sub.
Yeah, I feel like you don't have a whole crew of people that just happened to fuck that up at the same time.
Yeah, or would want to cover that up.
Yeah, like you one know guy.
It's a fucking nuclear powered sub. Like I feel like not maintaining it is a pretty bad idea. On top of the fact that it's a fucking sub. Who doesn't want a well-maintained sub?
And like, if you have one shit bum not doing his job, like that's like, you got them kind of everywhere. So I imagine they're going to be on naval subs, but like having your whole crew just be like, hey, we ain't got time to fuck with that.
Yeah.
It just happened to conveniently be after they're like, you know what? This sub's not going to, dude, it could be like that happened. And that third sub vanished, just got offed by whatever this thing is. Maybe the Navy thought, hey, we need to get these other subs the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
In case it's coming back for them. So like, we're going to put it in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Which means they probably know that this thing does not show up in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird. What was that weird blip? What ocean was that in? Remember that?
The bloop.
It was that massive radar ping by Africa. Is that right?
Oh, that, yeah, that came right up the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good call. God, I wonder if that does have something to do with it.
Next, what was that, like 2 years ago?
Yeah,
it was rounds real heavy. And then it just fucking disappeared.
Yeah, because it came up from like down south.
Yeah,
it came right up the Atlantic Ocean.
It was a massive object, massive.
Yeah. Fucking UFO.
Fucking might be that cliff he's talking about, the fucking moving mountain.
That's terrifying.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Because that thing's like the size of states.
Yeah,
like the size of fucking Texas. If it's not moving, you're never gonna think anything of it. You're just gonna think it's part of the fucking ocean floor.
And that's what's crazy to me is that it blends in with the ocean floor.
Another reason never to go in the goddamn ocean.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck that place.
Kyle may accidentally have.
We didn't fish bowl it enough.
He may have accidentally have exotic tech in his pocket, and he's going to get disappeared by the underwater UFO.
We need to send way more bluegills out that way.
We need to drain the ocean.
That's also true. We'll just shoot that shit into outer space.
I said that a long time ago. Drain it. See what's down there.
Yeah.
Actually, don't, because we don't have any way to fight against it, apparently. All the nations in the world just kind of like, when something shitty happens, they're just like, we're just going to go look. We're not going to try to
stop. I'm not even trying to do that. That motherfucker makes something disappear. I'm good.
No sound.
I ain't hanging out with Chris Angel, bitch.
That's who it is down there.
It is. It 100% is.
So
it's just screaming mind fuck.
I feel like there's some legitimacy to this, especially if this is fabricated and him to jump through all the hoops to like go through and look up the USS Hampton and this, that, and the other, because if you go to the original 4chan thread, which you can find, I can post it in the socials if people want me to, but like people were naming off like a lot of the US nuclear attack subs. Like this one dude named 9 of them off and they were all wrong and he didn't respond to them. But once somebody said the USS Hampton, he's like, bingo. So he could have played that off on any of those, essentially.
Yeah. I really want to know who he's trying to contact.
I don't know.
I really want to know who he's trying to draw out of the woodwork.
Which makes you wonder.
It's got to be somebody specific.
It makes you wonder if a lot of these like dark tech kind of guys in the upper echelon lurk around those 4chan boards and use them to communicate.
They probably do.
It's like the Lake City Quiet Pills. Yeah. Like using that as like a assassin's, you know, hangout. They're using 4chan, which this thread is prime example as to how they can use 4chan, because the threads get so buried in horseshit, nobody would know what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
crazy.
It is crazy. It's an awesome story, though. Terrifying.
And the way he describes stuff, I'm sorry, got a little convoluted in the middle where the person who put the information together was kind of just like reading off questions and not differentiating what they were saying. But you guys get the gist. Something is in the Atlantic. It's massive. And I you can't even say it's malicious. Because it could have vaporized every boat out there, apparently.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's...
It reminds me of Galactus, where like Galactus is not good and it's not bad. It just eats. And if people are on the planet that it's going to eat, it's going to eat it anyway. It's not going to eat it because there's people on there. It's going to eat it because it's hungry. Which sucks.
Yeah. And that's what sucks. Like, it sucks that he's like, yeah, the dudes on the sub just got in the way. That's all it was.
Wrong place, like, wrong time. Yeah, like he said, like, people are trying to put emotions to it and shit. And he's like, it's not about that. It's not about it being threatened. It's not about it attacking us. It was just doing what it was designed to do. We got in the way.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
It sucks.
Think if it became aggressive and malicious.
Yeah, that sucks a lot.
Ugh. Crazy. Anyway, yeah, thanks. Sometimes these are my favorite because, like, we're there. You just wait. Give it 2 years. There's going to be a congressional hearing on this. Just watch.
Oh, probably.
But yeah, let us know what you think there, Hollow Cold. Anybody hanging out in the Atlantic see anything weird? Apparently, it's not just the Atlantic. Everywhere but the Pacific.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, yeah. Hope everybody has a good week. And let us know what you think about this whistleblower. Just curious. Until we meet again, check us out at all our socials. Stay safe. Stay weird. And probably just stay out of the ocean.